I mean, I'm still here.
Today's learning from this Chaim Luzim Shoshai, Maisha Neil Rivka Bas Maisha Shir, Bishlifu Shalom V'Chaim Maisha Sheva Malka, Miriam Bracha Basar Malka, Matchitzik V'Fei Kodina, Sklis for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding a mill of Simon Reish Yud Gimel, we're up to the Rima in Seif Aleph. So just a quick recap. Yesterday we learned the Mechaber. Mechaber Shita is that any time you have two people making a bracha, they're making the same bracha together, as long as they are actually being keveya together, meaning that they are sitting down to eat. And the Mechaber would hold this rule in general for all mitzvahs. It's preferable to Barai Vam Hadras Melech to make the bracha, that one person should make the bracha, and we might see the others. The other, we saw that by bracha achrayna, by benching, if there's three or more, he would hold the same. When it comes to other bracha achraynas, everybody makes the bracha on their own. Says the Rama, the Yeshayimim, those who say, l'chol advarim, when it comes to everything, chutz mi pas v'yayin, except for bread and wine, loy mahani aseva, doesn't help being conveyed together. Buhu adin yeshiva l'didan, sitting, as we said, sitting in aseva today is interchangeable. V'lachein, nahag yachshav, peperis, shabkol, echon, v'arach la'atzmai, says the Rama, which is the meaning that we have, that anytime you're making a bracha, except for hamaitzi and wine, we'll see that there are those who disagree on that as well, but many people do have that minik, especially on Shabbos, by Kiddush and by Hamaitzi, that one person makes the brachas Hamaitzi. But when it comes to anything else, the Rama disagrees with the Chaber and says everybody should make their own bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Yes, Shaimer. Koya Resha Sif is going back on the beginning of the Sif, a bracha Rishayna. The time, and what's the reason? The dafka pas v'yayin d'chashivi, those pasen, bread and wine, which is chashiv, mahani haseba, daseba, yeshiva l'didan, or our sitting, masha'enkein, b'shari dvar, when it comes to other things, d'loy chashivi, tzarech kol echad, levarech la'atzmai, each person has to make the bracha on their own. V'im bo peiris toy chasuda, what happens if peiris come during the meal? So we're talking about peiris, that you would each have to make their own bracha. Echad mevarach lekulam, one person there, even according to Rama, would be mitzi the others. The migi, the mahani, aseba lepas, once you're ready eating together, so now you already had the sekvias, where for the bread you're able to be mitzi each other, mahani nami l'shadvarim, that also helps for other things. We did discuss this back in Kufay and Dalet, it's there. We brought down that not necessary. There you could do it, but it's not necessarily really you're doing the Barai Vam, and it's only if people are going to stop eating. If some people are chewing at the same time that another person is making the bracha, it wasn't so pasha. Because remember, we have to stop. We have to listen to the bracha. The peiros by fruit. Well, the mashadvarim. It's not just peiros. Any kind of bracha. Inyan. Sheikho made the vash akira med. This drink. I am ba oilas tomat vitazmag and avram. The itin the haggish a gambeze kol echad mevarach la'atzmai. Everybody makes their own bracha. Linium yayin. What about wine? Mashman rima. It would seem from the rima. The chem mevarach bedache maisha. The gan ledidah mahani aseba yeshiva. That seems from the rima that although he disagreed with the machaber when it came to anything else, that everybody should make their own bracha. However, when it comes to wine, it seems from the Rama, you could be mitzi each other if you're sitting down. So we're talking about a suda that you're not having bread. You're only sitting down to drink a glass of wine. It would seem the Rama says that in that case, he would agree with the Mechaber that one person should be mitzi the other. That even by wine, people hold that each person should make their own bracha. Why? Rama said that wine is chashiv, bread is chashiv. In today's days, we don't really usually get together just for the sake of drinking wine. It depends on the place. That people get together to have some wine. You could work in a place that it's not usual that you would get together just to drink wine. You wouldn't be mites to each other. The minik has spread in most of the places. Even though it would seem that We have the Rambam. We have all these different reasons why we should be mitzi each other. The minik has come that we do not. The efsha, why? Mishum she'ein hakol b'kiyum l'schavin. This is the key, and this is why the minik today is different. The efsha mishum she'ein hakol b'kiyum l'schavin lotzeis l'haitzi. That remember, this only works if I'm doing it properly. The person being making the bracha is having a mind to be mitzi everyone. The person listening to the bracha is having mind to be yitzi. And the person is listening to the bracha from the beginning to the end. And today we're concerned. And that's the reason. And those who write that for those who have the minig, that even on Shabbos by the Suda, each person makes their own hamaitzi, it's for this very reason that although the proper thing would be for everyone to be mitzi each other, but today we don't have kavana. We already had this by davening, and that's why we're not mitzi people by davening. And we've had this by birchas hamazon, why we no longer, each person benches on their own. We don't have one person benching out loud and everyone listening. Because the bottom line is our attention spans have extreme deficit. And therefore, we're not properly concentrating. We're not listening to it. And because of that, we are not being yaitza in the brachas. And that's why we each, the minik has spread that pretty much in almost all cases, we all make our own brachas. Obviously, Shabbos for Kiddush and for Maitzi, there's various different minhagim on it. Most people are yotza with the balabayas who's making the bracha, but this is the basis for the minik for those people that don't have this minik to do that. The kolachem avarach laatzim v'dafti lechatchila, aval b'diavad imberich v'kibul haitzes chaveri. So although the Rama now told us that our minik is not to be yotza from other people, so as we said it many times, that imberich v'kibul haitzes chaveri v'ashemei neschav alotzes, if you, the person making the bracha did have in mind, and the person listening to the bracha listened to the whole thing and did have in mind, that's the old, goes back to the old halacha. The bottom line is, shemei kaina works, as long as you did it properly. However, our minig is not to do this. Let's go to Mechaber Sif Beis. Ein ha-mevarach maitzi acher melun kan yoichel v'yishtei mayim. The person making the bracha cannot be mitzi other people unless he is actually making the bracha. So over here, we're talking about he's actually participating and eating as well. So here we're talking about, obviously, birchas hanehenin. So the Mechaber is telling us, unlike a birchas hamitzvah, if you are not yoitza, right, shayfa, I can make a bracha and shayfa and blow shayfa for you, even though you are yoitza. That's not necessarily, that's the chila. The chila, you should make your own bracha, but I could make the bracha and shayfa and be made to you. That's by birchas hamitzvahs. When it comes to birchas hanehenin, we'll see why. When it comes to birchas hanehenin, I can only be made to you, even if we're going to have a situation that I am being made to you. Let's say the person doesn't know how to make a bracha. Whatever the reason that I am being mitzvah, it only works if the person making the brachas is also participating and eating as well. But us yaitza mishmiyasim shemachavneilav. Then the yaitza with listening and the kavana that they have. Afilu layanu amen. Separate halacha, if you're trying to be yaitza with Shemei Kain and you forget to answer amen, you are still yaitza. That doesn't mean you shouldn't answer amen, but you're still yaitza. Let's see the Mishavru, Maitza Chem, Birchas Hanehenin. We're talking about Birchas Hanehenin, as we explained, the Dafke, Birchas HaMitzvahs. When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, there, I can be Maitzu you, even if I don't have to, even if I already did the mitzvah. Why? Shekol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh B'Zeh. We all have a responsibility to, we are all responsible for each other. If my friend of another Jew doesn't do the mitzvah, it's as if I didn't do the mitzvah. Even if I'm not Chayiv. So, if I wake up Sukkos in the morning and I meet a Yid who didn't do Lulav and Esrog, and he has a Chiyuv in Lulav and Esrog, if he doesn't do it, it's as if I, to a certain degree, did not do the mitzvah. Therefore, if I make the bracha for him, even though I already did the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, I can be mitzvah with the bracha. When it comes to food, I don't have a Chiyuv to eat. The loy lahani v'loy livrach, just don't eat, and then you don't have to make a bracha. If I am dealing with somebody who doesn't know how to make a bracha, I cannot be mitzim unless I'm going to eat as well. So this halacha that I cannot be mitzim somebody else does not applies whether or not I whether or not we're talking about bracha shayna bracha achrayna. If I am not participating in the food, I cannot be mitzim the other person. But if I am, so if a person doesn't know this halacha and he makes a shahako for somebody who, or any bracha, birchas hanehenin, for somebody, and that person himself is not eating, the person is not yotzei da bechase aval levatola. It's a bracha levatola. Kimi she'en oichel b'atzmei, since he's not eating. But I eich yotzei el yodei. If my bracha was a bracha levatola, how can you be yotzei with my bracha? I feel on the amen al bracha. Even they said amen. So the only exception would be if there was an oinus. So I go ahead and I'm making a bracha, right? And then he gives an example. I pick up my cup and then the cup spilled out. So we had this halacha already. So let's say if I make a bracha, and I'm not drinking, and you're drinking, I can't be maitzio. Doesn't work. However, if I pick, why? Because my bracha was a bracha levatala, and therefore, how can you be yaitzio in my bracha? My bracha was a bracha levatala. However, if I picked up my kais to make a bayir priyagafen, and you have your own kais, and you want to be yaitzio with my bayir priyagafen because you don't know how to make a bracha, and then my cup spills out, then I could be yaitzio. Then you are yaitzeh, because when I made the bracha, my bracha wasn't a bracha of atala. Shemechavnim ala v'hu gam ken yichav leitzim, the kama siv gimel, and as we're going to discuss further in the next siv, it's not enough that the person has to have a mind to be yaitzeh, the other person has to be a mind to be, you need both. The person making the bracha has to have a mind, and the person hearing the bracha has to have a mind. Then he said, even if you didn't say amen, you are yaitzeh, why? In a case that I could be maitzu, and you don't answer amen, it's as if you said the bracha. So therefore, you are yaitza. However, that's only the yevet. When it comes to chatchila, levad mitzvah lanis amen al bracha sheshemayim yisrael. Besides the fact that it's a mitzvah to answer amen, kedol kamen simereish tesvav. We'll see this shortly. But there's an additional chiyuv that a bracha that you want to be yaitzeh, so you should be answering amen. Today, you're actually showing that I'm maskim to the bracha. So you say, and I say, amen, means not only was I yaitzeh with the shemei ka'ina, but I am showing, I am physically doing something that shows that I'm maskim to the bracha. The Paiska write them. Kama Noshim Oisa Mitzvah. So you have several people doing one mitzvah. Mitzvah Hatchila Shechad Yivarach Lechulam. One of them should make the bracha for everyone. The Bereiva Am Hadras Melech. Because we say Bereiva Am Hadras Melech. So this we've discussed at length. Is this concept Bereiva Am Hadras Melech is not only by Bechas Nehenim, by all brachas. I love a Simon Vav, Bechari Tshuva. Sif Katan Hei, Bechim Ches, Sif Hei, Meshavru. Simon Reich, Shadachas, Tfu Ashar, Simon Yutes. Discuss over there where and when we should be yaitzeh shemei ka'ina and where we shouldn't. Okay, we're not going to start with Sifyut Gimel, though we're a minute early, but we're not going to have time to really get into it. So, Mietz Hashem, we will finish tomorrow.